Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
Good.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Better than last weekend.
Why?
Because last weekend's weather was crap.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, it's great. I hope we have a nice, beautiful, long fall.
Right? Yeah.
I think we're due for one.
Yeah, because the next isolation period we're going to have
easy
is winter.
Easy.
We're getting closer and closer. Someone's going to raise a Stanley Cup. That means winter's coming now.
Let's not go there. Let us enjoy the dream right now, please.
Looking too far?
Gosh,
looking too far ahead in the future?
People are turning the radio off now. Stick around. We'll take Faisal down a notch here. Okay. Listen, we got a really good show today because we want to talk about the global economy, and we've got recurring guest that we have on, a chief investment strategist. Help us understand, with all the increase in volatility, what's going on? Is this something, you know, that we should be responding to, panning about? What's happening? So Miles has been a terrific guest and a member of our advisory committee, and we want to share some of those thoughts with you today.
Yeah. And what about if you're thinking about selling or buying a property?
Yeah.
There's a disruptor in the market, mm-hmm. and he's going to save you thousands of dollars by using his program. And so a lot of people that are approaching or living in retirement or selling or buying a home or whatever, if you can save a lot of money there, That's more money in your pocket.
Particularly in a market like ours, which has been under pressure for a very long time.
So right? This is a great topic to talk about outside of conventional stocks and bonds. It's mm-hmm. an alternative investment, which is real estate. And
yep.
how do you save money in those transactions? It's going to be great.
So the markets this week have been a continuation of volatility. Okay. So here's a conversation I had this week, and I'm going to frame this particular segment around it. Okay.
Okay.
The segment's called I Have a Gut Feeling.
You have a gut feeling.
I have a gut feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah.
So, listen, I'm sure there's lots of people that have lots of gut feelings out there. And when volatility goes up, stomachs start to churn. And that's the gut feeling for sure. Okay. But is a gut feeling enough to build an investment thesis on, to make an investment decision, to take action in your portfolio in response to something? A gut feel.
You know how many people have approached me this week with the same comment?
Right.
I have a bad feeling about the markets.
Right.
I have a bad feeling of a gut feel,
about
what's going to go on with the government, taxes, whatever.
Right. Can I say one thing here? Because
mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that, but I don't want to diminish the fact that there's an emotional response happening.
Sure.
Okay? So let's just set that aside.
Yeah.
I get that the volatility actually creates that churning of the gut. But now the question is, how do we translate the gut feel
yeah.
into some form of action or non-action?
Correct.
Right? So it's that mechanism of transmission into what you're going to do
yeah.
and avoid catastrophe. Emotional decisions more often than not lead to catastrophe and the permanent destruction of capital. And that's what we're trying to help people understand and avoid here.
Perfect.
Okay. So the gut feel. Well, what's the gut feel? So listen, this conversation was this week with a particular client, but it's the same conversation that I have all the time with people, okay? I don't feel very good about this, right? So I want to go to cash.
I want to sell my investments.
Everything.
Put everything in cash.
Everything's going to cash.
Okay.
Okay. So I said, well, okay, why? Well, I have a gut feel. Well, okay. What's your gut telling you? Go to cash. Okay. So if we go to cash, okay, if we're making an all-in bet on any asset class, and cash is an asset class,
mm-hmm.
okay, what's your thesis? So let's break down the gut feeling into what you're not feeling good about.
Yeah.
Now, that conversation can lead it down any number of different paths. But
sure.
But more often than not, Faisal, my experience is that it just scared.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not specific. It's not data. It's just I'm scared.
The gut feel will lead to generally two different outcomes:
yeah.
fear or greed.
Right.
I have a gut feeling.
Right.
I'm going to go buy this business.
Right.
I have a gut feeling. I'm going to buy this stock.
Right.
I have a gut feeling. I'm going to sell.
Right. Right.
Fear, greed.
Okay. And so when having this conversation is always, it's academically interesting for me.
Yeah.
Right. Again, I understand there's an emotional component to it, but as we dig in, trying to have a person express what they're afraid of,
yeah.
there's all kinds of stuff. And I got to tell you, very often has nothing to do with the economics of the world or anything else. Right. It could be a headline that they've read, or it could be a family member's gotten sick, or they've gotten sick, or you know, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's set that aside. Whatever the case is, here's when you have the gut feel. I want to give you some thoughts and some guidance because you need to calm yourself, right? You cannot make emotional decisions because the high probability is that that emotional decision, the reaction, will create a problem for you at some point.
Correct.
Okay? So if that's the goal, let's work backwards from that. What do you do? What does a person do when they have a gut feel? Well, you need to stop and you need to try to analyze why. What's going on? First of all, is it even related to your portfolio? And if it is, let's figure out what data you're concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And listen, we've had lots of conversations. Well, Biden's going to get elected and this is going to happen. Or Trump's going to get reelected and this is going to happen. And, you know, so there's sometimes real risk issues, you know, data points that they're concerned about. Okay? Okay, so if we can identify them, write them down. Take a moment. Pause.
Yes.
Write them down. Right? Just get it onto paper. Because if you're a do-it-yourselfer, this is an important step. If you're working with an advisor, when you're communicating with that advisor or advisory team, you want to bring that data so that that person has an understanding and help diagnose what assumptions you're baking into your thesis, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really like going to your doctor. Make sure you've got some data you can take to the doctor to say why you're in pain. Get the data. Okay? Write it down, take a pause, think about it, okay? And then what you have to start to do is you have to start to analyze the various outcomes, okay? And attach some probability. So, okay, if Biden's going to get elected and you're concerned about taxes going up and affecting corporate profitability, okay, to what extent, right? So the emotional reaction, forget about what data point it is, often it's all in or all out.
Yeah, it's a decision of one or the other.
Right. And start with the fact that it is not one or the other. Yeah. There is no binary outcome.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a one or a zero. It's impossible. There's too many moving pieces in the whole scenario. Right? And so what I just wanted, and this is a conversation. Again, the specifics of the conversation are less relevant than the process. The process was, okay, I hear you, and I understand that you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's now start working through what are you truly afraid of. Okay, let's write them down. So this, what could happen under this case? Well, you know, bang, everything's going to go to zero. Well, are you sure?
Okay, well, so it's interesting you say that, Dave, because when I've sat down with clients who have those fears, we use our whiteboard quite a bit in our offices, or we'll use something online when we're doing virtual conversations, and we'll say, okay, let's look at your thesis, whatever it may be, and let's put a probability it's going to happen. Is it 100%? There's no other outcome that's going to come out of it.
Right.
And they go, no. Okay, so let's put a probability. How much conviction do you have behind this outcome happening?
Mm-hmm.
Make up a number, 80%. So there's a 20% chance you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
80% chance you're right with your gut feel. So do you put all of your money?
Right off the bat, right? It says no.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. And then here's the other, the broad stroke, right? When we start with that emotional reaction is everything's bad.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Everything can't be bad because if everything is bad, you just defined an extinction level event. In which case it doesn't matter. We're gone.
Yeah.
So is everything bad?
No.
Okay. So if not everything, what's going to benefit? And this is the process I want to, because we're in this period again where people are gut feels. It's emotional driven. Calm yourself.
Yeah.
Write it down. Have an informed conversation. Attach probabilities. You're not investing for just tomorrow. There is no binary outcome. Build a strategy that gets you through whatever period you're concerned about and then continue to monitor it. Fair?
Which requires a process.
Process.
And which requires a strategy, a discipline, and a process. And so why don't we talk about ours at our next upcoming seminar.
That was smooth.
On Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, well, listen, stick around after the break because we're going to try to put some perspective in this. We want to help you understand what's actually going on in the global economy right now. We're going to do that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.